When I was ordained a priest, my very much younger sister, I have to say that by law, was a teenager. And one day she came up and says, "Ivana, why do you always wear a dress on Sunday?" I never thought of it. Young people notice things right away. They're very observant. So I had to think of an answer. I says, "Well, when you go on a date, when you go to a special occasion, don't you dress up?" Well, Sunday is like that. It's a special occasion, not simply because I'm praying to God, but I'm praying with my brothers and my sisters. I have the opportunity to spend time with you. Church, so often, we forget the social aspect. God in the Old Testament never said to Abraham, "You know what? Be quiet, go in a cave, don't tell anybody about me, and pray by yourself." No. He said, "Abraham, today you will be a father of a multitude of nations, and I change your name to Abraham," which means exactly that. When Jesus came, he picked 12 apostles and other disciples and founded a church so we can get together. And every time I come to church, I think of you. And I say, I am honored that you want to spend time with me. And hopefully I honor you by spending time with you. This distinction, this veneration is an essential part of what it means to be church. Yes, God is everywhere, but you are not everywhere. And I am not everywhere. So I get dressed up in this fancy dress because I'm a very poor dresser, according to my loving sisters, and I agree with them, to give honor to you. Because it's a special day when we get a chance to get together and to pray. And that makes me happy. When I see you, and hopefully when you see me, it encourages us to realize that our faith is real. And the way to God is to be respectful and kind to every person that you see. So that's a long answer to my beautiful younger sister, why I wear a dress on Sunday. Christos Christiaitcha.